From Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein, reading Anne of Avonlea, the second in the series by L. M. Montgomery. Now let's begin with Anne of Avonlea. The author has included the following quotation by Whittier. "Flowers spring to blossom where she walks, the careful ways of duty. Our hard, stiff lines of life with her are flowing curves of beauty." This book was published 1 year after Anne of Green Gables in August of 1909. The author has dedicated her book to her former teacher, Hattie Gordon Smith, in grateful remembrance of her sympathy and encouragement. Chapter 1. An Irate Neighbor. A tall, slim girl, 16, with serious gray eyes and hair which her friends called auburn, had sat down on the broad red sandstone doorstep of a Prince Edward Island farmhouse one ripe afternoon in August, firmly resolved to construe so many lines of Virgil. But an August afternoon, with blue hazes scarfing the harvest slopes, little winds whispering elfishly in the poplars, and a dancing splendor of red poppies outflaming against the dark coppice of young firs in a corner of the cherry orchard, was fitter for dreams than dead languages. The Virgil soon slipped unheeded to the ground, and Anne, her chin propped on her clasped hands, and her eyes on the splendid mass of fluffy clouds that were heaping up just over Mr. J. A. Harrison's house, like a great white mountain, was far away in a delicious world where a certain schoolteacher was doing a wonderful work.